The patient was subsequently diagnosed with an acute thromboembolic infarct and chose Alteplase after counseling. During thrombolysis, an ultrasound identified a fetus with no concerning features. A post-thrombolysis CT revealed a left-sided posterior cerebral infarct. CT venography, carotid Doppler, 72-hour Holter monitor, thrombophilia, and an autoimmune screen were all normal. The Novartis Institutes for Biomedical Research is the innovation engine of Novartis. We collaborate across scientific and organizational boundaries with a focus on powerful new technologies that have the potential to help produce therapeutic breakthroughs for patients. We recognize that these tools leave many drug targets, key proteins, and nucleic acids out of reach. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 15,000 people, primarily in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, have contracted the Ebola virus disease, EVD, since the last major outbreak. Welcome to Level 2 of the OSHA Compliance Training for Nursing Staff e-Learning. You are expected to complete all 6 levels of the training and achieve a score of 90% or higher on post-course tests. Mr. Klein, good to see you. I understand you're having some heartburn?
Yes, that's right. For about a week now.
Have you eaten anything that might have brought this on, or have you been drinking heavily?
Not that I can think of, and no alcohol. It's strange, and I've been short of breath, too.
Really? Okay, I think we might want to run a few tests. An acute periradicular or acute apical abscess is an inflammatory reaction to pulpal infection and necrosis characterized by rapid onset, tenderness of the tooth to pressure, pus formation, and eventual swelling of associated tissues. It may also be known as acute periapical abscess, recrudescent abscess, or a secondary apical abscess.